Cristo è nato per noi.
Christ is born for us, come to save us. Those were Pope Benedict's words to the city and the world this Christmas day. As the sun shone and the bands played, the Holy Father on the dot of 12 midday came out onto the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica for the traditional Urbi et Orbi message. The Pope asked the faithful to repeat the words, "Come to save us," in spiritual union with the many people who are experiencing particularly difficult situations, people who have no voice.
Insieme invochiamo il divino soccorso per le popolazioni del Corno d'Africa.
Those people included the many thousands affected by insecurity, hunger and food shortages in the Horn of Africa. The Pope appealed to the international community during his message to continue to offer assistance to those displaced from that region and, as he put it, whose dignity has been sorely tried. Staying on the continent of Africa, Pope Benedict prayed also that political stability would reign in the Great Lakes region of Africa and South Sudan. The Holy Father, during his message, recalled the birthplace of the Christ child and prayed that the Prince of Peace would bring stability, peace and dialogue between Israelis and Palestinians, an end to violence in Syria and reconciliation in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Incoraggiando la ripresa del dialogo tra israeliani e palestinesi. Faccia cessare le violenze in Syria, dove tanto sangue c'è stato versato.
May the Lord also grant, said the Pope, renewed vigour to all elements of society in the countries of North Africa and the Middle East as they strive to advance the common good. 2011 saw a number of natural disasters occur in the world, and Pope Benedict turned his attention to Southeast Asia, particularly Thailand and the Philippines, and to those who have been stricken by severe floods. He also prayed that the birth of the Saviour would bring about shared resolutions in Myanmar, also known as Burma. This address, focusing on peace, stability and reconciliation, was followed by Christmas greetings given by the Pope in over 65 languages.
May the birth of the Prince of Peace remind the world where true happiness lies, and may your hearts be filled with hope and joy, for the Saviour has been born for us.
Including Italian.
Buon Natale ai Romani e agli Italiani.
Tamil.
Christo piranta tinaval tucal.
Irish.
Noli conaiv golier.
Arabic.
Miladun mashidun.
And Hebrew.
Hamashiach nolad hakmolad mebrach.
The Pope's Urbi et Orbi message came less than 24 hours after the Holy Father celebrated the traditional Christmas Eve Mass in the splendour of St. Peter's Basilica. Those gathered, including the faithful and members of the diplomatic corps, listened as Pope Benedict told them that the Christmas celebration had become too commercial and there was a need for people to look to the simplicity of the occasion to discover true joy and true light. I'm Lydia O'Kane.